You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
The game was like, it was close enough to just, like, to keep me up way too late, you know?
Why is really? You winning a bracket?
Oh, if you're going to blow someone out, blow someone out. I mean, come on.
What was the final score? I fell asleep.
They won by, like, 16. I think it was 86-70. Oh.
Yeah, like that was seven. Close enough for you to still watch, Stugatz?
Well, Gonzaga had it down to 9 in the second half.
I don't know how you guys watch games on the East Coast.
It's horrible.
It was so late. I was like, so I know. Sleepy. I'm like, oh my God.
I was rooting for Baylor to blow them out in the first half so I could just go to bed.
Just be done with it.
And then they got it to within like 11. I'm like, oh, I got to stay up.
I'm so washed. The game's tipping off and I'm so tired. No shot. For me watching that game. And on one of the TVs, and when it was 11-1, I'm like, okay, I'm going to bed. I'm going to bed. Let me just secure the perimeter around my house, check up on the
lung. Little lung dart, right?
Lung dart. Did it last night, Mike. I was thinking about you.
A dart?
I wonder if Mike's, no, like just a nice little perimeter, a little check in the perimeter around the house.
I love
real
you
happy,
guys.
Real happy with the fertilizer results that I'm getting on that lawn.
Send me a picture of what you're using.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sunday.
It was a bad tournament, but not the March Sadness tournament. That was good. Go Piss, Mike, an absolute star. And Dan, we have to crown our champion. The final featured Gonzaga, who was undefeated throughout the entire season up until last night.
Adam Silver looks like Dracula's vampire accountant named Calcula.
Gone. And forever. Here is our champion that will ring eternal because we can all remember the March Sadness champions, right? Dan, what was your favorite?
I can't remember any of them. Can you give us past? Do we have a history of past champions over there?
You're going to try to make me remember national champions off the top of my
head.
You
just tried to do it to me.
Doug Peterson looks like he specifically asked for full custody of the basement air hockey table in his divorce.
I saw Houston made the Final Four. I was like, huh.
That's one of the worst champions we've ever had right there. That's one of the worst champions we've ever had.
Doug Peterson looks like he specifically asked for full custody of the basement air hockey table in his divorce.
I've cut college basketball out of my life, and I don't know if there's any turning back. Maybe if the Canes are ever good again. Maybe, but
that's it. You've cut it out of your life.
Didn't
period.
Watch it. I didn't watch it at all. Everyone was going nuts about the Suggs shot. Didn't watch it. Didn't care. Wasn't on my TV. Man. No, I'd rather watch Valero.
Was it the pandemic that finally got you? The pandemic that knocked you out the last two seasons? No Kentucky, no Duke? What happened?
No March Madness last year. And I realized I didn't really miss it all that much. I think it probably, I'm very, very selfish. If the Hurricanes aren't good, I'm not going to pay attention to you.
You got
to
make choices in life, Dan, and there's too much. And so eventually you got to cut something out of your life. And Mike has decided to cut out college basketball. I decided that with hockey.
I bet that's happened with a lot of people. I bet many people have realized life is sped up during the pandemic. There are too many options all over the place. Yeah. And now you start trimming some things in sports that used to be a part of your life. As you grow up, it's not a coincidence, Mike, that you now have a kid and are looking at your lawn and doing perimeter checks.
No,
either.
It's absolutely, obviously, a major life event happened in my life. And I'm prioritizing and I'm putting things in front of March Madness. In this respect, I put what matters most to me, which is the launch of the Jim Brockmeyer podcast starting tomorrow ahead of all those other projects. Subscribe now.
This was the first year of my adult life that I didn't fill out a bracket when there was a tournament. And for me, I don't know about
last year too, you didn't.
Well, when there was a tournament, I said. And, you know, for me, that was a big factor. Like, if I don't have a bracket to follow, my interest level in March Madness really fell off the table.
This is actually interesting because I bet what's happening around here is happening all over the country. As things speed up, as we become more connected digitally, as you have more on-demand entertainment options, and as content explodes all over the place, I bet you that what just happened to Mike with college basketball probably has happened to a lot of people with baseball long before this, because Billy and Chris and Roy love their baseball, but we lose a whole lot of people when we start talking about baseball. And I do believe you start making choices as you grow up between what things you have time to care about. It's one of the reasons that football stays so popular, because it's Sunday, 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 Sunday. You don't have to eat it all year long. You just binge it Sunday, 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 20 times a year, and it's over.
Baseball was my favorite sport growing up, and I had to cut something out of my life because kids, because too much content, because of work, and baseball happened to be the thing. For me, March Madness, because I don't have time for 162 games. I just don't have time to sit there and watch the Mets play 162 4 to 5 hour games.
So Lindor doesn't do anything for you.
If the Mets are good, I'll start getting into it as the season goes on.
The signing of Lindor,
I get excited for it.
But you talk more about Sam Darnold. You care more about Sam Darnold than your team signing a great shortstop for $341 million.
Yeah, of course, because I love the NFL. I love what the NFL is. You just described it perfectly. It's Sunday. But NCAA tournament, like college, that's weird, Mike, because you really only have to pay attention for 3 weeks. That's it. That's the best part of it.
Dude, I cannot get into it if I don't know any of the storylines going into it. If I'm not familiar with the players, they're all strangers. They might as well be random name-generated players on a royalty-free video game for me. I have zero connection.
Beyond that, it's just the entertainment options have exploded. People are exploring more and different types of entertainment beyond outside of sports. I mean, for instance, podcasts about movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes. You could, you know, try to ascertain whether they're accurately rated, or maybe they kind of didn't get a fair shake. It's called Cinephobe. You get it wherever you get podcasts.
I mean, that reminds me, one of my favorite pastimes, in addition to not watching college basketball, is to tune into the Greg Cody Show podcast. The latest edition features recently retired broadcasting legend Dick Stockton. It's a fun, rollicking ride with Dick, including he breaks into song. He sings Alfie from the 1967 movie, and so it's a wonderful thing.
I'm venturing a guess that that is.
I don't think he knew.
That is the oldest combined age for a podcast.
It has to be ever. That has to be in the history of podcasting. There has never been.
Never.
Please tell us again, Greg, why it is that 100-year-olds need to tune in and figure out how to use podcast digital devices to hear what kind of old timey thing. Tell us again.
Who knew that Dick Stockton was a pianist and a singer? He's got a wonderful voice. And he broke in there, "What's it all about, Alfie?" And it's a glorious thing. It's a podcasting first. Dick Stockton singing Alfie.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want a fun, rollicking ride with Dick, the Greg Cody podcast featuring Greg Cody.
It's so old that just listening him describe that, my cell phone light turned on automatically to read a menu.
I just put plastic on all the chairs in here.
But while you're listening to Cinephobe or Greg Cody's podcast, you could also check out Supodity that had this amazing promo done by Tom Rinaldi. That's an excellent point. Or you can spend your Tuesday listening to the newest episode of Supodity where Tom Rinaldi does this promo.
What makes a podcast sacred? A simple hour of audio transmitted to our devices to be consumed at our leisure holds no real value. We assign its value. We subscribe, rate, review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. Listening is optional. The value comes in a podcast's host. That fabled connection between said host and given listener. For a select view, that connection comes with a man who has ridden the coattails of a better man. A fatter man, a more virile man. Jester, buffoon, fiend. Stu Gotz is, of course, all of these things, yet none of them. Once a week, we welcome him into our lives without any accounting or explaining why. We allow the sweet poison of his voice to fill our car stereos, our smart speakers, or our headphones, and take us to a world where accountability is suspended. His opinions, timeless. His takes, boundless. Nowhere else are we beholden to a man whose logo is the transcendent majesty of a man on a toilet looking at his phone. Anticipation mounts each night that we may wake up the next morning to a new podcast awaiting us like a long-lost friend who's come to borrow money. Stupidity, wherever you get your podcasts, if you dare.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.